With Montana News, I'm Nick Mott. Campaign records show Republican U.S. Senate candidate Matt Rosendale used excess donations from deep-pocketed GOP donors this spring to pay himself back for personal loans from his failed 2014 congressional run. The records show the Montana Republican then loaned that money right back to his current campaign to unseat incumbent Democratic Senator John Tester. Critics say the accounting shuffle helped Rosendale fund his Senate campaign with money given by donors above the individual contribution limit of $5,400 per election cycle. Montana Democrats are crying foul and say Rosendale is using deceptive accounting tactics. Campaign finance watchdogs say what Rosendale is doing is unusual but legal. A man who fired shots at authorities near Bozeman yesterday has been arrested. Federal, state, and local authorities coordinated what Park County Sheriff Scott Hamilton called a systematic sweep of the area today. During the sweep, a woman who lives in the Bozeman Pass area called 911 to report seeing a man matching the description of 36-year-old Sean Z. Cole attempting to break into her home.
No shots exchanged during the apprehension, which I'm very happy about. He's been medically cleared at our local hospital and is now incarcerated in my facility.
Hamilton said two police dogs pursued and engaged the man until he was apprehended. He says the search effort was exhausting, but it represented a successful collaboration between multiple organizations and residents in the area. Officers had been searching for Cole since early Wednesday when he fled the scene and fired a weapon from his car window after being pulled over on suspicion of driving under the influence. Fire potential is expected to increase Friday in parts of north, central, and southwest Montana, with temperatures reaching into the upper 90s. According to the National Weather Service, hot temperatures, low humidity, and winds will create critical fire conditions, especially along the Highway 2 corridor from Browning to Harlem. In an NWS video warning of the heat, meteorologist Christian Cassell says people should use extreme caution if doing any burning or activities that could generate sparks.
The operation of farm equipment, towing a unit with a chain that may drag the pavement, or pulling your vehicle off the pavement or gravel onto grassy surfaces.
There are currently six local burn bans in place in Sanders, Powell, Mineral, Missoula, Teton, and Lewis and Clark counties. Additional bans start tomorrow in Ravalli and Jefferson counties. The head of the state health department says child protection workers in Billings are facing, quote, crisis-level caseloads, leading the Division of Child and Family Services to decide to close its Livingston office and move that office's caseworker jobs to Billings. The decision to close the Livingston office on August 6 was criticized by caseworkers, law enforcement, and court-appointed special advocates, or CASAs, who advocate on behalf of abused children in court. Child protection workers in Billings have an average caseload of 60 children, while caseworkers in Livingston have an average caseload of 9 children. Adding 5 new caseworkers in Billings would still leave a caseload of 44, or nearly 4 times the current caseload in Bozeman. Montana has nearly 4,000 children in foster care, including almost 850 in Billings and Yellowstone County. Authorities say a 5-month-old infant has been released from the hospital after police found the baby buried under sticks and debris for about 9 hours in the woods south of Missoula. The Missoulian reports the boy is in protective custody while his case is handled by the Montana Department of Health and Human Services. The baby was discovered early Sunday morning after Missoula County deputies apprehended 32-year-old Francis Crowley in the Lolo Hot Springs area Saturday. Democratic U.S. House candidate Kathleen Williams says she received a fundraising boost after her primary win, raising $480,000 from the June 5th election through the end of the month. But the man she's trying to beat, incumbent Republican U.S. Representative Greg Gianforte, is also reporting a strong fundraising period. Gianforte said Thursday that he collected more than $822,000 for the 3-month reporting period from April 1st through June 30th, compared with Williams' $581,000 total for the quarter. Williams won a 5-way primary election that included 2 male candidates who raised more money than she did. Now, she's taking on another well-funded incumbent in Gianforte, who reports having $1.3 million in the bank at the beginning of July. Williams had $462,000 cash on hand at the beginning of the month. I'm Nick Mott for Montana Public Radio.